Welcome back to Commodity Classic, taking place in Orlando, Florida. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. Commodity Classic does continue through tomorrow, an opportunity for producers to check out all the latest and greatest in technologies as we catch up with Nebraskan Brandon Honeycutt. He serves not only on the local but on the national level for the National Corn Growers Association.
You know, that's one of the great things about Commodity Classic is having the time to have the meetings, because there's a lot of things we're learning, a lot of things we're discussing, you know, starting on Wednesday with issues briefings for National Corn. But you do get the time to go to the trade show floor, to talk to people, to see the new and improved things, and then, you know, go all the way through the end of the Saturday session down to the evening of entertainment. So with a lot of things going on throughout the time.
Everybody knows what a trade show floor looks like and the craziness that can be there with all the different products to check out. But until you have been to a Commodity Classic trade show, it is nothing like anything else.
You know, we're having this discussion the other day about what the trade show looks like and where it's changed over the last few years from before AEM joined into Commodity Classic. And it was big, but now it's just ridiculously big, and to the point that you need a couple days to just wander it and see what's going on. And we tell that to people, they don't believe us. Until they walk in there and you're like, oh, that place is massive.
When you're talking booths in the thousands of numbering system, you know that there's a lot of different things, a lot of new products to check out.
You know, that's what's been always fun to see is just the new products, the new faces, the new players in the game. And every year there seems to be kind of a what is the newest thing? So a few years ago was data analytics. Now we're seeing some of these new, the fungal type stuff to put on the roots of the plants. You know, you're starting to see just these things, and it's always fun because what we see this year is what's going to be kind of mainstream in the next few years, but it's right on the cutting edge and it's all over the board of what you'll see down here on the trade floor.
Our conversation with Brandon Honeycutt here at Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.